The next town we will come to is Diamond Bluff. The name Diamond Bluff refers to the prominent limestone bluffs that rise above this community and serve as a landmark for river pilots. Bob Miller, a commissioner with the Mississippi River Parkway Commission and expert on area soils, geology, and farming practices, explains the geology of these visible rock faces.
Well, most of the time, what you are seeing is limestone, actually dolomitic limestone, which is magnesium and calcium carbonate. If you look at below, once in a while, you see some areas that are more yellow, and that is basically a sandstone formation.
The peaceful community of Diamond Bluff has a historic marker commemorating one of the most famous disasters along the Wisconsin Great River Road. On the sweltering night of July 13, 1890, a 100-ton steamboat named the Sea Wing was carrying 215 people on a day cruise on Lake Pepin. It was a festive affair, with a string orchestra playing on deck to entertain passengers and a scheduled afternoon stop to see a military demonstration. A barge tied to the side of the Sea Wing allowed passengers a place to lounge in the sun. That day, to the west in St. Paul, summer storms and tornadoes were recorded, and that same weather system was working its way east toward Diamond Bluff. Today, the Sea Wing would have known about the potential for 60-mile-per-hour winds many hours in advance, but in 1890, the captain of the vessel and his crew had no warning of the imminent danger, and the tall ship was blown over into the waves. Other than life jackets, the vessel did not have the emergency equipment that is required today. Many blame the ship's captain and crew for cutting the barge free from the side of the boat, thus making the Sea Wing unstable in the storm. However, in the chaos that ensued, there's no way to know what really happened. After rescue efforts were over, 98 people were confirmed dead. The majority of the victims were from the town of Red Wing, just across the river in Minnesota. Just as in the Armistice Day tragedy of 1940, when duck hunters by the hundreds were caught in a late fall blizzard on the Mississippi River, the Sea Wing disaster happened in a time when accurate weather forecasting was not available, and people were forced to rely only on experience and good judgment. All that remains of the tragic event is a memorial plaque located in the Sea Wing Memorial Park in Diamond Bluff. Press pause now and continue the audio tour after you've passed through Diamond Bluff.